City of Berkeley Lake. Today's date, November 10th, 7:15, I believe it is right now. Are you going to, have you already started the recording, Lee?
I have.
Okay. This meeting is held by public conference call due to COVID-19 virus social distancing. And the Planning and Zoning Commission members are participating in the call with video capabilities in case anyone wonders how I am interpreting their voting tonight, with the exception of one member who will be voting through her phone. In order to ensure that members of the public have access to the meeting, an advertisement was placed in the newspaper record for Gwinnett County. A notice was placed at the front door of City Hall and a link was placed on the city website regarding the meeting, all of which include instructions for dialing the meeting via telephone. For any members of the public in attendance, please dial *6 to mute your line to prevent ambient noise if you're not speaking as part of the meeting. To unmute your line to speak, press *6 again. All right, so the meeting's called to order. First item of business is approval of or changes to the agenda. Does anybody have any changes to the agenda?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
All right.
None.
Motion to approve then.
I move make a motion to approve.
All right.
I can second that.
And Peck of seconds. And then minutes. Has everyone had a chance? Everyone had a chance to read through the minutes of the last meeting, which was July 14th.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Any changes, additions to the minutes?
No. All
right. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes as recorded?
So moved.
I'll second.
All right. We don't really need to vote on that, do we, Lee, to approve these things?
The minutes?
Yeah.
Yes. And okay, they should have been the September 8th minutes.
Okay. I'm just reading through today's agenda. So, oh no, that's not even today's.
Because I think you were going from that minute.
Yeah, you're right. September. Okay. So I need, I was looking at the minutes from the last meeting. So I need a motion to approve the minutes from September 8th. And a second.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And there being no old business, we'll move on to new business. And this is planning and zoning variance 20-04, 3775 North Berkeley Lake Road. Applicant owner Michael Johnson requests relief from section 7889. Sorry, my phone keeps zooming out and my eyes aren't good enough. Of the zoning ordinance to reduce the side setback as projected in the lake from 12.5 to 0 feet to build a boathouse. And I think we can start with Mike's on the line. And Mike, do you have any, please just, we can see your name on there, but if you would for the record, go ahead and identify yourself and your address, and then give us your side of the story.
Sure. my name is Johnson. My wife is Brenda Johnson, and our residence is at 3775 North Berkeley Lake Road. We currently have two docks. One is for a boat and one is for recreation and swimming. And the dock that we currently use for our boat is falling into disrepair and needs to either be repaired or to be replaced. The boathouse does not currently have a roof, and due to trees and other items that hang over, we are looking to put a roof on to provide some protection to our boat. Due to the way that my property currently is structured, where it comes in at an angle, when you project the property line out into the lake, it actually runs along the edge of 124 feet or so that I have for shoreline. And so there is nowhere in my property where I could actually build a boathouse without violating the ordinance and being at 0 feet. So the best solution that my wife and I have proposed is to replace the existing dock where we currently have our boat with a replacement dock that would be similar in size. It would project out no further towards our neighbor's property than the current structure does today. It would be slightly larger from a distance standpoint, but it would project no further out, but it would have a roof. The roof would not interfere with our neighbor's view of the lake due to the way that their house and their view of their property sits and where this boathouse sits. The boathouse location is also ideal from the standpoint due to the way that my house sits elevated so far from the lake. If I were to try to locate it in another area with the roof, it would actually block the limited view that we currently have of the lake. So this is the ideal location, and it is simply replacing an existing structure of similar with a similar size and improved view.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Has everybody had a chance to look through the variance request? And
I have at least, so yeah.
Okay. Yes, Rob? I have as well.
Okay, do you guys have any questions or concerns or comments, anything you'd like to address to Mike or to the commission?
From my perspective, I think that the issue really is the roof, because otherwise it's essentially replacing existing structures already. I mean, the added square footage there, which doesn't go towards the neighbors, I don't think is an issue. But the roof, I think, is worth some discussion.
Go ahead, Robin.
I'm sorry. Do we have any dimensions or pictures or anything of the projected new boathouse, Doc?
Yeah, that was in the...
The packet included some information. I don't think we have an elevation.
Okay.
So yes, the elevation was provided in the packet as well.
Okay.
So I wanted to just add a couple
roof
comments.
Goes up to 13 feet, 3 inches.
Right. So everything about the structure itself is conforming in terms of, I looked all of it up in terms of the square footage, the height, everything is conforming. But I wanted to just talk about, especially for those of you who haven't been on the commission for very long, one of the sort of, I won't call it standard, but one of the considerations that we've applied in many cases is a reasonable expectation for somebody to be able to do X, Y, or Z. And by that, I mean, I remember one time we talked about it in terms of somebody needed to put a detached garage out front and they wanted to build a two-car garage out front and it was detached. And I can't remember what it was, but something, there were a couple things that were not conforming in the way they wanted to do it. And we approved it because we said it should be a reasonable expectation to have a two-car garage on your lot. And that was what we decided. You can agree or disagree with that, but that was what we decided. So we allowed them to do something that maybe in another case we wouldn't have allowed them to do. And so for me, this is one of those things where, first of all, it identified to me, I think, a flaw in the way we define what, the property sideline. As I looked at this, I said, okay, well, this is not the way we should define this. We shouldn't be taking that one sideline and projecting it in the lake where it meets the other sideline about 5 feet offshore. So that just doesn't even, that that the definition of projecting the sideline into the lake doesn't even make sense on this property to me. And I think this is sort of an aside, but down the road, we probably need to revisit this and talk about, should that actually be perpendicular to the shore where somebody's property line comes and hits the lake? Because the lake bottom isn't owned by the homeowner anyway, right? So yep. We get, so really, I think that's up to us. And then the other thing I wanted to say is, so I looked at the setup, and the neighboring home is so elevated that I don't see the roof actually impacting, and their house is very close to the water. So I didn't see that the roof was actually going to be an impediment to the view, which is something that I'm always concerned about and people are always concerned about when we're talking about these kind of things. Mm-hmm.
I actually agree with what you said there, and I think that was a very good point, because I was looking at, and this is such a peculiar lot that it's very obvious how you draw the lines out towards the lake, matters, and it's not practical, or actually doesn't, that's not what the neighbor even looks at. I actually didn't mean to come across that I had any issue really with the roof, because I also don't have an issue with it, but I felt that the rest of it was a no-brainer. It's existing stuff, and we just put it back. The roof is something new, so therefore that should be, brought to right. our attention and discussed. And right. I also drove by there, and from my perspective, it doesn't seem to interfere with anybody either. So I wouldn't personally have an issue with this structure. And the dimensions were there in the packet. So.
Rand or Robin, do you guys have anything you want to say?
I was just going to ask, Mike, if the neighbors are aware of what he plans to do.
Yes, we have spoken to the neighbor about it. They are supportive and have no objections. As a matter of fact, it is our neighbor's intent actually to install a dock with a roof on there. So the roof is certainly not an issue for them, and they. Because of trees, they wouldn't even see the roof really unless they were out on the edge of their dock looking back at an angle towards our property. They wouldn't even see it. So they have, we explained to them that it would really be similar in size to what we have today. And once they heard that, they had no concerns whatsoever the existing structure or the replacement structure, I should say.
That's
and
very good that you shared that with the neighbor.
Only other question I had was the second dock. Are you going to leave it?
Yes, I am going to leave the second dock. The area where this boat comes in is quite shallow and is not ideal for swimming. But the two docks together still keep me well under the requirements within the guidelines for total dock space. This dock would just be utilized for parking my boat and coming in and out. The second dock, which puts me further away from my neighbor, is where we would typically congregate for swimming or other activities.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, Dan, you actually made a good point. I'm glad you brought that up about the prior example of the two-car garage. I mean, here you have a property. Obviously, it is an unusual property line, the way that it's constructed. And then the fact that, the homeowner here, Mr. Johnson, is trying to utilize the boat dock. So I think there's...
Sorry, I think I'm like...
So I don't have any concerns with it. I do see the measurements that were listed in the packet. I don't see any issue with it.
Okay. Sorry, I'm sitting in this airport and I think I drowned Robin out there for a second. I just need to keep muting myself here. Do I hear a motion then? I'm not sensing any resistance here. Do I hear a motion?
So I can move that we approve this as requested.
I'll second.
Okay, so So we'll say that Pekka made the motion to approve it as written and Robin seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's unanimously.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
So when are you going to put this in, Mike?
It is scheduled to be put in March when the water returns back up. The backlog with the vendor today is such that they don't think they would get to it until the water is scheduled to be lowered and they need the water level in order to get the structure in.
Okay. Yeah. Just curious.
They need the water level up to do it?
I know. Surprisingly, I guess the tool that they have that puts in the piers they use as a floating item, and they actually right. need their level up to put it in, not down. So it's kind of weird because we thought when we were deciding to do this, when we were going to lower the water level is the perfect time. And they said, no, we actually need it up. So if for some reason they can get to it and finish it before the end of the year, then they will do that. But if not, then we're probably looking at March when the water level returns.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Okay, so we'll move on to the next item of business, which was the administrative variance 20-03 at 82 Lakeshore, relieved from section 78-367A2 to expand a non-conforming structure where the expansion does not increase the degree of non-conformity. And Lee, I didn't get a chance to look back at that one, and I'd kind of forgotten what it was, but it's almost identical to the next one, correct?
These are very similar. In the case of 82 Lakeshore, they're putting an addition over part of the existing deck. So the footprint of the overall structure really isn't changing, but they are occupying what is currently deck with what will become house. So it does expand the actual house. The expansion is in compliance with all the setbacks, but the existing home is not. So it was just sort of a technicality, honestly. So the new 105 square foot roughly addition is going to be compliant with side and rear setbacks, and it is on the rear of the structure. So it was just that they were in fact expanding the existing house, which is non-conforming with regard to the side setback. So it's angled such that at the rear of the house, it does not have a problem conforming, but at the front it does.
So we'll talk about this one, but all I wanted to say about that, just to bring you guys into the loop of what my thinking is on it, is when I look at these things, which are eligible for an administrative variance, even if it's not expanding the non-conformance of the property, I'm probably not going to approve it if I think it's adding some additional visual impairment for neighbors, et cetera. And even though I can, I would probably just let that come to in front of the full Planning and Zoning Commission. I think we lost Pekka there for a second.
Yeah, looks
maybe
like
we'll be back. But I just, you know, that's why the ordinances are there. And in the past, if people are looking to expand something, a non-conforming structure, even if they're not making it more non-conforming, sometimes we ask for something in return if we think it's sort of countering the purpose of the ordinances to begin with. Does that make sense? So, hey, Pekka.
Yeah, hi. I don't know. I lost my signal there.
Yes. I was just saying, both of these next two administrative variances, I reviewed them to make sure that they weren't increasing the nonconformity, that they were in such a location that they weren't adding to some visual impairment for the neighbors or even from the street. Right. And in both cases, I felt like that was not the case. And I said, otherwise, I would just force it to come in front of the whole P&Z Commission so that we could at least discuss it. But that was not the case in either one of these, so, if that makes sense. So,
Let me ask formally when these administrative ones, have you approved them or does Lee do that on her own?
I do that. Lee hands the administrative ones to whoever is the chairman, and then we have the option to approve it, or in some cases I've talked to them and had them make some changes, and then I can approve it. But there's strict guidelines of what can be considered administrative variance, which Lee's all over that. And so she won't give something to me unless it meets those requirements. And normally if it's increasing the nonconformity, it's not eligible for an administrative variance.
Right. Okay. Good. Thank you.
But I do, we need to start at least talking, at least getting them on the public record by bringing them up, which we haven't done a good job of over the last 10 years
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Bringing them up so they get recorded properly, and if there's any special considerations that I can talk about them so that gets recorded just for future posterity.
Yeah, because they're good to use as guidance anyway for...
Right. Right. Okay, so that was... Is there... There's really nothing different about the next one, is there, Lee? Is there... but we can you just read through it?
Sure, absolutely. These were incredibly similar and just happened to come in around the same time. So at 66 Lakeshore Drive, also the rear deck, which is currently in existence, the owner wants to enclose a 13x13 section of that with like a sunroom. And the house is nonconforming with regard to setbacks. Again, it sits askew on the lot. So where the nonconformity exists is not on the rear of the property, it's more on the front. And specifically this rear corner is the most compliant in terms of rear and side setbacks. So the enclosure is going to meet all of the requirements for setbacks. So essentially, again, they're expanding the house. This is enclosing a new portion of space to be part of the house, but it does meet all the setback requirements. So it's not creating any additional nonconformity.
Right. And so the thing I wanted to add to that one, that particular one, is the deck itself, we believe, we didn't measure the other side of the deck, but looking at the diagram, it looks like the other end of the deck is probably not conforming. It's probably just shy of 40 feet from the lake. So I made sure that Lee let the homeowner know that if he wants to do anything on the other end, it's not going to go like this. I would not have approved the part that actually encroaches on the 40% required setback if he had decided to take that up, even though I don't think there's any visual impedance to the neighbors. I would not have approved that myself. I would have made that come before all of you and we could have discussed it. So,
okay.
Any questions or comments on those two administrative variances?
No, that's very good to have learned how that works too. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan, for explaining that. Because I was like, why are these two treated differently than the other ones? That makes sense to me. Thank you.
Right. I think, is it cheaper to get an administrative variance, Lee, or is it just...
Yeah, let me, if you don't mind, I'll just give you just a couple of little tidbits about administrative variances. It's $150 for the application versus $450 for a full variance. And there are only two scenarios that qualify for administrative variances. One is when you're expanding a non-conforming structure, but the expansion itself basically conforms in all regards and isn't increasing the non-conforming aspects of the structure. The other is Dan is authorized to vary any dimension by 10% or less. So like for a side setback, a 1.25 foot variance could be granted administratively, but anything mm-hmm. over that could not, or a 4 foot on the rear or a 6.5 foot on the front. So that's how the code reads. So there's two specific scenarios that fall into the administrative variance category.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Lee. So the next thing we had was citizen comments. The only citizen on is Mike. Mike, do you have any comments?
No, I had no comments for me. I'm really appreciative of the work you guys do, especially Dan, who you're trying to fly and do all this too. That's impressive.
Yep. All right. Thanks. Okay. And the next item is a discussion session. Is there anything else that anybody needs to discuss other than I did want to say, Pekka, I do appreciate you bringing that up and the way you said it about the roof on Mr. Johnson's structure and that I actually did understand what you were saying when you said it, but I was just taking my time to express my opinion about the roof itself. So, but I think your point
is that's good. Yeah, because you broadened what it gave some background to things there too. And I wasn't sure if I came across as if I would have been opposed to it. I intended it as a neutral statement that I think everything else, there's no need to discuss even and so forth, yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that. Any other discussion items for anybody? Lee, do you have anything for us?
I don't, although I do have business for next month. So I'm gonna be looking for y'all to be available on the 8th of December, just FYI.
Okay.
So.
We'll make sure it happens. All right. I'll
be available unless my daughter Jessica delivers on that day because it's her due date.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Becca, you gotta get your priorities straight.
Yeah. See, I was gonna say you get a special dispensation.
That's right. All right. Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn then?
I can move that we adjourn.
Okay, Rand tried, but he was muted. So we'll give it to Rand. Rand motion to, and Peck is seconded. All in favor.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
All right. Thank you all. We'll see
Thank
you next
you.
Month.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Good night.
Thanks, Lee. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.